Hi, I'm Daisy.
Hi, I'm David.
And we're the MSA Crusaders.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of MSA Crusaders. Today we're on episode 12, and we have Tammy Barclay with us.
Hey, Tammy.
Hello.
So, Tammy, could you tell us a little bit about your life before you were diagnosed with MSA?
I work probably 60 to 80 hours a week.
Oh, you were a long, hard worker, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I was so stupid. I worked every day they wanted me to, and every hour, It was in the as a finance director at a car dealership. So the hours weren't going to get smaller. They were just going to get larger. I did that for 30 years.
Oh, my goodness.
You have got to move that inventory. It's got to go.
Oh no, you got to. I don't care what I did, what you did yesterday. You hadn't done anything today.
You kept up with other manis, didn't you?
That's right. Yeah. Now I retired or was disabled, whatever you want to say, June the 3rd of 2020 is when I quit work.
So you
I
had
should have quit several years before that, but I had a great boss that really worked with me. He knew I was having limitations. He knew what was wrong, and he
that
worked
makes it
with me.
easier.
Good. Good for you.
So I was lucky.
When did you first have start having symptoms?
I look back and I feel like my symptoms began in 2010 or before.
Really, that long ago?
Yes, that's because I had one of the main symptoms that is on Mayo Clinic's website, Frankenstein walk, and that's the real stiff-legged side-to-side walk. That's when I started developing that.
Well, were you diagnosed with anything else besides MSA?
No, I was not diagnosed with anything else except my brain was dying, but everybody's brain died. Mine was just a little bit sooner than other people's.
And what year did you finally get diagnosed?
In 2020,
Wow.
March of that year, I can tell you exactly.
Yeah, because you can remember that awful day, huh?
Yes. It was.
And so, what type of MSA did the diagnose you with?
See, it's all in my brain.
Yeah,
Seems like.
cerebellar, the back of the brain, right?
It's kind of like my first doctor diagnosed me. He said I was delusional.
Oh my goodness.
It's all in your head.
Daisy,
Go ahead.
I could believe that talking to you. That's not
Yeah.
hard to believe, Daisy.
I know you're not kind of next to me on the screen here, but I wish I could hit you with sometimes.
Poke, yeah. You want to poke? Yeah.
Yeah, poke your eye
Yeah.
Sorry, keep me from the call.
I'm messing with you
So,
too.
Tammy, besides the Frankenstein walk, what other type of symptoms do you have?
I had cramping in my feet and toes and my calves at night really bad.
Yeah,
And
that's really working.
I thought I was just having cramps. I
Lack of
didn't know it was
potassium or
part of
something.
this.
Wow. Yeah. I. What about Charlie horses in your neck or cramps
I
in your
have
neck?
them in my neck, and I guess it would be with my diaphragm, the top of my stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Now those really hurt, and the ones in the neck scare me.
It sounds painful in the stomach. Ow.
That would keep me awake for sure.
Yeah.
Like I'll take the pain from my constipation over a Charlie horse of the stomach any day, Pammy.
Now, you know how it messes with our autonomic systems. Have you had any issues with any of your autonomic systems, Tammy?
Not yet, no. But I'm sure it'll come in shortly.
What about your speech?
My speech has really changed because I did a lot of my work over the phone. Nobody, mm-hmm. and everybody loved to talk to me. Nobody would like talking to me now because my words run together. And mm-hmm. I forget words. And they were just right on the tip of my tongue and they just sail off into the wind.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's awful.
It is.
Especially if someone doesn't know that you're sick, you know?
They're like, come on, spit it out. Yeah.
Right. Or when I used my walker to go to doctor's appointments, it was, well, I said we were ready. You can come on now. And I'm like, I'm just slow. Sorry.
No, you're not slow. You're just careful.
Yeah, I guess. Now, I haven't fallen in the house yet. Almost, but not yet. But I'm really careful, like you said.
Good. It's not about falling. It's about knowing how to fall, in my honest opinion.
Exactly. That's what my husband says. It's knowing how to do it so I don't break something else.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, you got to pick your spots. You know, if you think you're going to fall, am I going to fall on the edge of the table? Am I going to fall on the sofa? Something, you know, right. The floor,
am I going to hit my head on the coffee mm-hmm. table?
Yeah. I'll tell you, I think the wisest thing is, if you think you're about to fall, it's just to go to take yourself to the floor right away, like you're kneeling at the altar or whatever. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Something. I know. And to compound issues, I also have back trouble where my low back is totally gone and it needs to be fused together. Well, I could never get over a back fusion surgery and be in rehab.
You had a fusion?
No, the doctor wants to do a fusion on me. And I said, no, I have too much to deal with. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
I had an L4, L5 fusion when I was probably 16, 17. That was a lot, but, you know.
I know. Today,
things are much easier and much quicker, though, so you never
they
know.
They are. When we were talking about speech and communication, have you come up with anything effective that helps you with communicating? You know, like any tools or any kind
smile.
Of
communication? I can still smile, you know. Because I think the monotone my voice has developed in the slurring, at least people, if I smile when I'm saying something, the other person knows I'm not mad. But they might take it that way in my voice. If I don't smile.
I was thinking how that could work in marriage. If my wife smiles, that means she's not mad.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's good. That's good, though. And
I cannot believe my babies. I have two Boston Terriers. And I just knew they would be up here on the bed with me. I can't believe it. They're not.
not yet.
No.
Yeah, you know, my loss of motor skills in the same. I got two cats now, and they're so playful. They let me massaging their neck, and now it's so hard to massage a cat's neck.
Oh, I know.
But then I got a massager. They love to massage.
Oh,
for some reason.
They do love that.
It's crazy cats, yeah.
Now, can you describe what your day to day is like for me, Tammy?
Because you used to work, now you're retired, right? You're disabled, retired.
Yeah. Yeah. I wake up usually by 9 or 9:30. Throw on a house coat, use my walker to get me something to drink out of the refrigerator because by that time I can't speak because my mouth's so dry and stuck together.
So yeah,
and then sit down in the living room. My husband fixes us breakfast, whether it's oats, a full breakfast with gravy and everything, or whatever. When he gets it done, he lets me go fix my plate while I still can.
Good.
And then I go back and I'm able to put my clothes on myself still yet. As long as they're stretchy clothes. I don't like zippers or buttons. And no. I'm able to stretch. And we usually watch TV for a few hours, me and my husband, after I get dressed. Now, every other day, I'm able to take a shower because we just had a new shower put in for me that's got the handicap bars everywhere and very low to the ground. So that's one thing that enables me to take my shower every other day and wash my hair myself.
That is really good.
And then I'll watch TV with my husband for a few hours and then lay down and take a 2 or 3 hours.
Tammy, watching TV for a few hours with your husband, what are you guys watching together that's like brings you guys that close together? What show is this you're talking of?
Oh, we watched anything we can find streaming that has really good ratings. We like suspense stuff. It's really good because both of us can figure out what's going to happen next. So I think that's our back and forth with that because it's a fun thing to get your mind off your situation.
That's true.
Do
you have trouble cutting up your food? Or?
Oh, I can't cut up food. My husband has to cut everything up. I haven't been able to use a knife since 2019. So he's gotten used to it.
Rigged up a piece of foam that I'm able to hold my utensils
right and
eat a little bit better. It helps with the challenges of keeping your food on your.
I'm gonna have to find something like that. It will help me immensely too because I can't tell exactly where my mouth's at now.
Yes,
I'll hit the side of my face or right below,
and there goes your food, like, right.
I thought, am I going to have to eat in front of a mirror so I can see where my fork or spoon's at?
Do you think that there are misconceptions about MSA and that you want to clarify for our audience today?
I don't know about any misconceptions, but the biggest thing you need to remember is everybody's different from everything I've read and the doctors I've talked to. My brother is a doctor, and his best friend died of MSA also, which is highly unusual, you know.
It is.
Uh-huh. But he says all the cases are different, Tammy. Everybody, everything I've read.
Yeah, it is.
I know. And then my husband has a great niece who's also a doctor. And she calls to check on us and is giving Greg little tips about cooking and feeding me and everything to keep my resistance up from other issues.
Yeah. Speaking of resistance, do you do any exercises or workouts or any treatments to help keep MSA at bay?
Stretches is what I do the best because of my back.
Mm-hmm.
And that will actually help my back too. Because it was June 1st. I had a really bad case of sciatica start. And it lasted until, a good 8 weeks. But the only reason I got over it, of course, was pain pills and stretching.
Yeah, I love my gabapentin. It does. That's pretty good. I will say that.
Well, I'm not on pills anymore. Good. Just if I have a flare up like that, I'm on the pain patch, which I love.
Never heard of a pain patch. What's that?
It's Buspar is what it says on my prescription, but it's a very long name.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember right now.
But it's a patch you put on your skin for something.
10 micromilligrams per hour that you get. So everything's evened out. You don't get that awful surge sometimes you do with pain pills. Or even drunker, you know.
I was about to say, I wish we had a vodka patch so I don't get that, you know, the
hit. That would be awesome. We need to invent that and put it on the market.
Now, is it related to fentanyl?
No.
The pain patch?
They
have pain patches that do, if I ever graduate to them. But this one does not, because that was the first thing my husband asked. He didn't care for that.
That's what my doctor's thinking of putting me on next, because my oxycodone is not helping all as long as it
used to.
Yeah.
The patch will help you definitely. I don't care which patch it was, but it leveled me out more than knowing I was going to not be able to walk for 2 hours after I took my medication, because I would be more than likely to fall. And it was just, I didn't like feeling like that.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever put you on any type of Parkinson's drugs like carbidopa or cinnamon, stuff like
that? No. My first visit to my first neurologist, my husband was thinking I was going to get diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Yeah.
And he asked the doctor, could it be Parkinson's? He said, no, it's definitely not Parkinson's.
Where do you live, Tammy?
In Memphis, Tennessee.
I can sense a little bit of Southern accent there.
Just a little. I'm actually from Kentucky.
Tammy, you said too much. You should have stopped at Tennessee.
I'm telling too much. I know. Me and my husband both are from Kentucky, but he's lived here probably 30 years, and I've lived here 12 or 13.
Good, good, good. What do you prefer more, Tennessee or Kentucky?
I like things about both, but I like Memphis pretty well.
Yeah, I went down there for work down there for a little bit back and forth, and I didn't realize there's a big difference between Memphis and West Memphis.
Oh yeah, a whole state.
Yeah.
I thought was West Memphis, Tennessee, forever.
The other side of the river.
Right.
Tammy, are you a part or going to be a part of any type of other like clinical trials for MSA, anything like that?
If I am, I think I will have to find them. I don't think my doctor is looking for any, and I don't know that I will join any, but I want to investigate any of them that I can and see if I think they might work for me.
Because you're a stone's throw away from Vanderbilt, I think, also.
I'm about 3 hours away from Vanderbilt. Yeah.
Vanderbilt is in the Midwest, is the de facto institution for MSA. I mean, Rochester, you know, Mayo Clinic in the northern Midwest, but over there in the mid Midwest, where you're at, the Ohio River Valley, Vanderbilt's really the biggest player. Yeah.
Well, my dad was, when he passed away, was in Vanderbilt Hospital, and I really think a lot about that. Vanderbilt, because they were excellent.
I just got turned away from one clinical trial because they said I was too progressed. So,
wow.
I'm trying.
No, you're not, Daisy.
I'm shooting for this other one, TAK 341.
But it will be. It was meant to be not to get on that clinical trial.
That's what I keep telling myself, so I can get little.
And something better in store for you.
That's right. So I'm going to shoot for TAK-341, but they're having trouble getting that, the infusions in, because they transferred pharmaceuticals.
Oh.
And the pump they got at the place I'll be going to is not up to code. So that sucker needs to be up to code before I go.
Oh, definitely. I'd have them check it just twice to make sure, you know.
Check those pain patches. Tammy, do you, what are some challenges that, you know, that are faced with like your loved ones and friends when it comes to MSA? Because again, you said it, everybody at MSA has very different symptoms, onset, and how they progress.
My husband and me were always really involved with the grandchildren and their sports. So I can't support them with any of that because my mobility. And I have a sister and two wonderful nieces and two great grandnieces away from home too. I don't get to go visit my sister and my nieces and my grandnieces, which really upsets me. And they've come here several times to visit me. The whole kit and caboodle has. So that's good. But as far as me going and doing anything out of the house, it's doctor's appointments only.
Okay.
And to see the relatives and the grandkids, it's limited to holidays for me.
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, you have to, this is going to sound really bad, but we have to pick our times when we're going to exert that energy, you know?
I know. And I'll tell them, I'm running down. I'm running out of steam.
Yeah.
Have you thought of palliative care before?
Not a whole lot.
I'm on palliative care, and it's really great to have the nurses to come to my house.
That would be awesome.
And therapists for physical therapy, stuff like that, that came to my house.
That would be great if I could.
It conserves your energy, that's for sure.
Right. And I've noticed myself, I'll get really agitated before appointments and real nervous. And I never used to do that. Nothing would bother me. Now I'm anxiety ridden.
Mm-hmm. Ask your doctor about palliative care.
Okay, I will.
So that may help you with that energy.
Yeah,
and anxiety.
That goes into this, the second part of that. You know, are you a part of any what do you call them, support groups, whether they be professional, religious, or
no? I'm not. I'm gonna look for one on the internet that I can participate in, but they don't really have any, a whole lot around here. Haven't found.
Yep, they are. We'll send you a link afterwards to the MSA website that lists all of them that are in the United States, let alone in Kentucky, Tennessee.
Okay, that would be great.
Should be a lot of things out there for Parkinson's were run similar to MSA, but just for MSA, the website will send you to for that also. Your hardest challenges that you face with MSA? I mean, obviously there's a lot going on in the background, but what are the most difficult challenges you have?
Showering, and I wash one load of clothes about every 10 days. And that's all my clothes for 10 days. So I have a huge washer. But that's, if I do that, I'm done for the day. I mean, yeah. I can't even get them out of the washer and put them in the dryer. My husband does that.
That's like me. I shove all the clothes just in one load anyway. So, you know, don't
let your husband
do the laundry.
Really?
You can't put the whites and colors together.
I'm thankful I have my husband do that. He's really, really OCD.
Well, my husband, of course, he'll take it over, but he loves anything that I can still do because he wants me to use everything I can for as long as I can.
I noticed that when you said that your husband will prepare meals and he will tell you, let you know it's ready for you to go get your food.
Yes.
I think that's absolutely awesome. He's not taking away something that you have left.
Right. It's not. So that's great. I love that.
That is great.
Normally, the husband would be lazy in that instance, but in this case, he's loving for not serving you.
Those things he does for a purpose, and it's for me. It's not for him being lazy.
Yeah.
Mine brings my plate. He tells me, get comfy. I'm coming with your plate.
Yeah, we've been married 21 years, and my wife has served me every day of our marriage. I've never asked her to serve me. I've never asked her, but
that's
Mexican culture. Like, you go sit down. Okay. So, I don't know what it's like to go get my own food, actually.
Well, if you come here, my husband will make you do it.
Yeah, that's good, though, in a loving way. Tammy, what are some words of encouragement you would want to give anybody who has MSA, who doesn't know anything about MSA, when it comes to this disease? Any words of encouragement you would give others that just realized they had MSA?
Be kind to everybody. You never know what anybody's got going on in their lives. And it's so much better if you're nicer. And the sooner you learn to accept that you have MSA, your life gets better and you don't have as much anxiety. And hopefully we'll find out more about MSA quickly by doing this.
Yeah, true. Absolutely. I think that second point, in my own opinion, is the pinnacle of things to keep in mind. The moment you realize you have it and it's not going anywhere, and in fact, you know what it's going to lead to. We all know what it's going to lead to.
Yes, exactly.
You're able to put that behind you and focus on what's ahead of you. And that was the greatest. I think I winked and said, why me, for probably 2 hours.
Oh, Lord, it was like a year and a half for me.
Yeah. Well, I'm really good at ignoring things and putting it behind me and ask my wife, ignore everything. Uh-huh. But I think that was the greatest thing I ever did to myself with this disease, was saying, you know what? I got the diagnostic proof, 10 things to say it's MSA. They're right. So time to move forward.
Accept it.
Yeah, it's helped a lot. Absolutely.
I mean, it does. You just feel calmer.
Yeah. Tammy, do you have any, kind of an open question here, but hopes and goals? So any future plans, any future vacations, anything you're trying to do on top of having
MSA? Next week, go to Thanksgiving at one of my husband's daughter's houses in Christmas. I don't have great big things that I'm going to do. I plan like a week or two in advance just to get to go somewhere, you know. Like I've had my nails and my manicure, pedicure here. It was, I guess, July. Well, it's about gone now. And see, I'll have to plan that for 2 months because you never know how you're going to feel.
Yeah, that's true.
What's going on?
And then after Thanksgiving, we're going to be wore out again, aren't we?
Exactly. That's going to take enough out of us.
I feel that. Yesterday, I went out and I mowed the grass.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, as long as I'm holding on, it's a walking lawnmower, so a self-propelled, whatever, all-wheel drive. Well, it's an all-wheel drive, self-propelled lawnmower.
But a walker, though.
Yeah, as long as I have something to hold on to, I do pretty good. But I'm still, I don't know if you hear my voice, I'm still shaking from that lawnmower yesterday. It took such a toll out of me.
It does, you know.
But you gotta definitely pick and choose when you're gonna exert yourself, as MSA, that's for sure.
Exactly. You've gotta think, had I rather do that today or this today that I'm feeling like it? Which one? Because you can't do two.
That's, yeah, I mean, I still I fixed my dishwasher. It's a technical leak issue. Well, anyway, I fixed that. You know, I still fix my cars when I can, but I got to pick what day and what time to fix them, because you know, once you exert that energy, it's like you just ran a marathon and you're
done. Oh no! Well, the last thing that I did was sew buttons on my husband's shirts. He had about 6 that needed one button somewhere.
Me too.
That took me like 3 hours to do that. And I pricked my finger so many times. I thought, well, it's nice to have something else hurting that does hurt.
That's true.
I had to give up straight razor shaving because I was slicing my face in like 20 different spots. I finished cutting it after shaving, you clean up, you're like, cut.
We
got to stop this. Yeah. Trust me, I understand.
Well, Tammy, it has been a wonderful today having you on MSA Crusaders.
Y'all have both been great, and I'm so happy you asked me to be on here.
Of course.
We're happy to have you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For agreeing to come on, and we hope that you'll stay in touch with us.
Oh, I definitely will, because, you know, there's not too many people. You don't have too many people with MSA that you can reach out to, you know?
Well, you could definitely reach out to us anytime.
I'll definitely be doing that in the future.
Well, let us know how you're doing and keep us posted, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Tammy.
Bye-bye.